Shavuos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Base 3:2. Mishnah continues to discuss how Shavuos work, and the main point here is to consider when one makes a Shavuah if he is intending to take a single commitment or actually multiple separate commitments. So the Mishnah says, if a person says Shavuah Shlo Ochal, if a person says, I swear I will not eat, let's say today, V'achal Pas Chitin Ufas Sa'or Ufas Kusman, and then he eats, you know, three slices of toast, one from wheat bread, and one from barley bread, and one from spelt bread. Enuchayev ela achas. So then he'll just be on the hook for one, if he did it b'shogeg, all in one helam, so he'll bring just one, all of the yard, one chatas. Because the idea is he took on a single commitment not to eat, and the fact that he ate three different things just means he violated the single commitment one time. But if he said Shvua Shlo Ochel Pas Chitin Ufas Oren Ufas Kusmin, if he take a commitment, he took a commitment that he won't eat. He says, "I will not eat wheat bread, nor barley bread, nor spelt bread." Va'achal, and then he does eat three slices of toast: one from wheat, one from barley, one from spelt. So then, Chayav Ochel Achas Va'achas, he'll be on the hook for three separate chataos, each of the different types of bread that he ate, because he took on what's understood to be three separate commitments. Okay, so Chazal are seeing in this that by phrasing it, saying this kind of bread, that kind of bread, the other kind of bread, that he is intending to take on three separate independent commitments, as opposed to a single commitment not to eat bread of certain types. The truth is, this to great degree, just it's semantic, and it's based on people's understanding of what they would mean when they'd say such an expression, and it may well be that it's lost to some degree, not just in translation, but also just in the way, the syntax, the structure of sentences that people used, and the nuance of how they spoke in the time of the Mishnah versus today. But the Chazal understand that, at least in the time of the Mishnah, if someone would say such a thing, he would mean to take on three separate commitments, as opposed to if he said something like he won't eat pas chitin v'chein pasa'or, and if he said and so too he won't eat wheat bread and so too barley bread v'chein pas kusman and so too spelt bread, then he would be saying a single commitment to say these three things is not eating, perhaps as opposed to, you know, other things, other types of bread, you know, whatever it is, oat bread that he would eat, let's say. Now, while it sounds like this is all being Machmir, extra stricture, the same logic would actually would have a leniency as well. And this would sort of bring out more the lumps of what's happening to make it more intuitive to you. If a person took on this commitment to eat neither wheat bread nor barley bread nor spelt bread, so then those are three separate commitments, which would mean if he ate, let's say, a third of a kazayas of wheat bread and a third of a kazayas of spelt bread and a third of a kazayas of barley bread, he would not be liable to anything because he took on three separate commitments, and each one of them he didn't consume even one kazayas. The truth is, even I gave examples of thirds, but even if it would be two-thirds, even if he ate, you know, a total two-thirds of wheat, two-thirds of barley, two-thirds of spelt, that would actually total like two kazayas of food in total, but yet he didn't run afoul of any of his three commitments. He didn't have a kazayas of any of those three things, and therefore, well, it might be what he's doing is usur. I shouldn't say run afoul. He did run afoul. A chatas remains usur, but he certainly didn't cross the line to being liable for bringing a chatas because he didn't eat a full kazayas of any one of those types of bread.